Leave your shoes at the door and welcome to hell.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Three Hit Combo Podcast, the only podcast in the world that could put up with Skylar for 66 straight episodes.
Yes.
My name is Matt, and I am here with Skylar and Andy. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Not a lot. Gearing up.
66. That's a shitload.
That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
We've been here 66 weeks.
Not give a damn take. Thing has changed.
Give or take a couple, yeah.
Yeah, give or take a couple. But I mean, even when, Skylar had to drop out for Easter, he was at least able to call in.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good phone call, actually.
that will be in the best of Skylar.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hope that I can Skype on occasion while I'm gone for the Navy.
That'd be sweet. Yeah. Whoever we get to replace you, we just shun him that episode. Yeah. It's an all Skype podcast. Just shut up.
No. Shh. Yeah. We're using your mic for the Skype. Yeah.
Psst. Shh. Yeah. The Tri-Talk. Oh, yeah, it's a great...
You know what you can do for this episode? You can
We're not even using Skype on this computer. We're using it on a laptop that we're putting your microphone on. So you can leave.
Just go home. Here's a bag of chips.
And a bottle of sh.
I was contemplating just like getting up mid podcast, like, well, so long, guys. I'm going to be in the Navy now. just leaving.
It'd be even better if you actually left. Just left.
Just walk out the door. Just goodbye.
It's the last we see of him for months.
That'd be pretty good.
My people need me. He just leaves.
Wait. Did you cause the hurricane? Is it coming for you?
It'll be great.
I go where the hurricanes need me. I'm the Sea Master.
It's named after Hurricane Andrew. It's my middle name.
It's my first name. I think the new hurricane's the name's really dumb. Sandy. Hurricane Sandy.
Hurricane Patrick. Hurricane SpongeBob.
So, are you excited, Skylar?
More anxious than excited. Anxious. I just want to get
understand.
It over with.
That makes sense.
I mean, a lot of people have been asking me that question. You ready? Are you having any second thoughts? No, I'm not. I've been ready for 4 months. I want to do this.
You're not even allowed to have second thoughts at this point.
Yeah.
Well, all my second thoughts were before I signed my contract.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like that's the time. I'm not like, well, I hope this is the right thing for me to do. Seems like a good idea.
It's like the bride that leaves the groom at the altar. It's like, now is your second thought? Come on.
Do they come to get you, or do you go somewhere?
I have to meet up. Or actually, Erica's going to drop me off at a hotel.
Sounds shady.
Yeah. Then they're going to shuttle me from the hotel to the military processing place. And then from there, they're going to shuttle me to an airport. Fly me from one airport to a military base. And then from that military base, I'm going to be shuttled to my actual military base.
Right. So
there's like six different exchanges.
Then they're going to shave his head and remove his opinions.
Yeah.
You should leave a note in your hotel room that just says, come and find me, and ensue the best game of hide and seek ever against the military.
Because, yeah. I mean, other people who ship out or at least start the, start the sign-up program, they have to go through that processing center. So everyone just stays the night at the hotel. Either people who are just starting their contract, you know, before they leave or are leaving. So you have them all mixed up together, so.
Do you think they have, like, people at the door to be like, what are you doing? Like, are you leaving?
You leaving?
Yeah.
You bailing?
Not really. I mean, there is kind of like a signaling out process. And then you have to walk through a metal detector that isn't actually on, which is dumb.
it's there to fuck with your mind already, man.
Yeah. I did hold my breath while I went through it. Oh, I hope they don't find my shiv.
Say that out loud too. Be like, oh, they don't find my gun.
Yeah. Well, if they don't find the Mexican I'm hiding, smuggling across this doorway.
Or you could do the total opposite, like be like, beep beep, oh no.
Looks like a kid joined the Navy. Beep, 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 beep.
You guys caught me, this can of soda. Just start cracking open beers in my hotel room, just slamming the cans around and stuff. The guy's like getting ready to sign his contract. He's just like, I don't think you should be doing that. Hey, that's the boss to me. You're not my mom.
You're prettier.
You got a pretty mouth.
Oh my god, you have a pretty mouth. The Navy.
The new slogan. I hate the slogan for the Navy. It's a global force for good. It just like screams, hey, we're America. We're going to put our nose wherever the fuck we want. Good. Yeah. The Kith. We're going to ram our the Kith anywhere. The Kith.
How you doing, Matt?
Fantastic.
That's good. All right. Well,
that's all I got. All right. Doing good. I got lost in Minecraft, so I might as well quit that game.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where my house is. Oh, maybe I should.
Dude, that's what I do, because then you can bookmark your house.
But okay, so when you make a bed and sleep in it, and then you make a compass, it should point to the bed you slept in, right? Doesn't that change your spawn point?
No, I think
he knows
it was,
more than I do.
I thought that was the case.
There was a patch, but then they just patched over it, and that stopped the case.
Well, because that sucks. Because I made a compass, and I'm like, I'm gonna go explore, but then the compass points to my original spawn in the game.
Oh.
But that's not anywhere close to where my house is.
Well, that's when you set up signs, like a little map. On your way there.
Or you could just... I got the mini map.
And that's one thing I was doing was I was looking for sugarcane to make a map. Oh. So I can make papyrus and then make the map. But I got lost while getting the stuff to make the map.
Yeah, Erica was watching over my shoulder as I was playing. I hit a dud cave. And then I dug down a little deeper. And that fell into this giant crevasse.
Mm-hmm.
And I dug down around there. And apparently there was just a thin wall between that one and another giant cave. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm already lost, so I'm just going to go ahead and get more lost. And then at the bottom of that other, the second large cave, was a gigantic fortress. Like one of the fortresses.
Nice.
And that's like super, super easy to get lost in. And I ran into my first bat.
I fought some bats.
Yeah, and scared the crap out of me. I'm like, what the hell is that? What? Get it away from me. Get it away from me. And Erica's like, oh, don't kill it. It's cute. It's cute. I'm like, no.
Bat!
I was on peaceful mode, so the bat wasn't attacking me. So.
I don't even think they attack. At least it didn't attack me, and I was playing, I was playing on survival.
I know if you get into fortresses, you run into silverfish, and those will just push you around.
Yeah.
Is Leaper in Minecraft?
No, but funny you mentioned that. We were talking on Facebook about him maybe getting it.
So I'd play. Get a server going.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet. I have the stupidest house in my game. It sucks. I didn't have many materials, so I made this little glass house. It looks pretty cool. But now that I have more materials, instead of building a new house, I'm retrofitting this tiny house with shit it really doesn't work with.
See, one thing I did with my house, because I thought it was really cool, is I made like a little glass awning above my my doorway.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of made it like a soup bowl, and then I filled it with lava. I have a porch light.
That's cute.
I also got a little garden, but the only seeds I could find were pumpkin seeds.
So. No, I have melon seeds.
I got a lot of pumpkins.
What can you do with pumpkins?
You make jack-o'-lanterns.
Mm-hmm. And if you make, if you put a torch in a jack into a pumpkin and it makes a jack-o'-lantern, you can lights up more than a torch.
I think you can make like. Pumpkin pies and stuff now. You know, I thought that was part of the new update.
I know you can equip the pumpkin to your head, and it makes it really, really hard to see.
I haven't played since like two updates ago.
The pumpkins have been around for a while, but you can only find them naturally.
I knew the
We should play via Hamachi. It's pretty easy to set up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then like,
it wouldn't be like a quote unquote server, but it would make it think like we're playing a local area game.
See, I had a
that'd
had a
be
crazy
cool
idea
to like get all of us to like put in for an actual server, and then we just have one for us.
Yeah,
it couldn't be that much.
No, it can't be that much.
I had a crazy idea that we could, video us playing Minecraft while we do the podcast. So Matt will be reading off stories while we fight off skeletal archers and stuff. Just freak out! Oh god, there's creepers everywhere! I gotta get out! Yeah, and to Florida. We'll just run our segments still.
Although I do know with Hamachi, if we're playing with five or fewer people, it would be similar to a server. Yeah. And it would. The only thing is you couldn't keep it on all the time, but.
I don't know, it was just an idea for people to pop in and out, like our friends and stuff.
That would be cool. Didn't Nick Poe have a server?
No, Dylan at Oakview had one for a while.
Okay. Because I remember he gave me the login info for it, but
I never joined. Dylan's servers.
Okay.
Yeah. But it can't be that much. It can't be like more than 50 a year for a Minecraft server.
No. We should look into that.
Yeah, I'd be down. I'd pay for it.
All right, you guys ready for gaming news?
Yeah. Yes. All right, last one.
With Skylar.
We just equipped our paladin with Skylar? A +3 cloak of hilariousness. That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
I'm joining the Navy now. Goodbye. PS3 has been hacked again.
For goods.
Yes. Maybe. For keeps, for Riri's,
not for play.
This joystick article says for keeps. PSN enabled custom firmware for hacked PS3 consoles launched, compatible with the official firmware 4.25 release. This type of hack isn't new, and previously Sony had been able to update its firmware to sufficiently quell the hacker's reach. Following the custom firmware launch yesterday, however, was the release of PlayStation's LV0 keys.
Like the level zero. Basically, like the master key that unlocks all the other keys on the PlayStation.
Okay.
So the big one.
Okay. In theory, these decryption keys make it easy to decode any system update to the PS3. The keys allow PS3 firmware to be decrypted on PC and then re-encrypted with the firmware 3.55 keys to run on hacked consoles. Andy, what am I saying?
Basically, people, it's a new way to play downloaded games again.
What it sounds like it does is, and they have the same thing for PSP, is it'll downgrade it so there's more custom firmware for that specific system.
It basically tricks the firmware into downgrading, and then with the downgraded, you have more exploits, and then blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, at least PSN's not going down because of this.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, I platted Borderlands 2.
Nice.
Saw that. I saw, I mean, you took the picture with a potato, but I was able to make out the fact that it was a platinum trophy.
Yeah.
It was a potato.
I used my phone, and it was one of the last pictures I uploaded on Facebook.
So. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One of the last pictures before he leaves.
Well, with my phone, because it's not a phone anymore.
Yes.
Is it an alarm clock now?
Yep. Alarm clock and calendar, and has two games.
Sweet. Grand Theft Auto 5 release window may have been revealed. Some promotional items came out for it, and basically it says spring 2013. Which is not a bad time for that to be released, by the way.
Yeah.
That's where Grand Theft Auto 4 was released in early spring.
I think it was May, April or May.
I think it was April, because it was pretty... Because I went to the midnight release, so it was kind of cold.
Right.
But that's interesting. I like how some companies will release a big game not during the holiday season.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God.
So you don't have to feel like you have to drop $360 for all the games you want to get.
Yeah, shoot 'em ups are the worst for that.
Yeah. Shoot 'em ups?
Shoot 'em ups.
Was this an arcade?
Shmups.
G4 has put the final nail in its coffin. G4 is canceling X-Play and Attack of the Show. Both of which have over 1,000 episodes each.
Damn.
Yeah. Attack of the Show has been around since 2005, and X-Play has been around since 2003.
It's like 200 times more than us. Over 200 times more than us.
Dude, Lost was on like 5 or 6 seasons. I think they only had like 60-something episodes. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, good for them, I guess. I mean, if you can have a show that goes that long.
Yep, but now what are they redoing with G4? They're making it like a
legitimate TV station.
I think it was supposed to be like, they said something like it caters to the modern male or something. So
it's Spike.
It was like grooming tips or something.
GQ TV.
As long as they have Maximum Extreme Elimination.
They probably won't.
Yeah, Spike's got that.
I knew it ran, or no, it wasn't that, it was Banzai. They ran Banzai at, like, midnight. That was always good.
Banzai is a good show.
Where like give you like 20 or 30 seconds to place bets.
Do you guys ever saw, it was on super late night TV, you could call, it was like kind of like a game show, they'd ask you questions and then you could call in an answer and get like $25. It was maybe like 4 years ago, like it was like 1 a.m, you could see it.
I don't remember. No.
Damn. I used to be up a lot back in the day.
I saw your mom today, she was asleep on Route 12.
Anywho.
All right, so you guys are probably familiar with the ESRB, the rating system for video games.
Yes.
Well, the ESRB announced that they'll be launching a brand new digital rating service, giving developers the option to assign their games new ratings for free of charge for Xbox Live Arcade, Nintendo eShop, Wii Shop Channel, PlayStation Network, PlayStation Vita, and Windows 8 titles, with other content aggregators, online game networks, and streaming and downloading services to follow.
So basically, that's a lot.
Yeah, so basically they're expanding from physical disc-based media to pretty much, I mean, think of all the places you can download games.
Have downloadable games never been rated?
I guess not.
I guess I've never noticed that.
The cool thing about it is that it is free of charge for,
yeah,
for like a,
yeah,
small,
yeah, I guess on the iPhone,
to,
all the games I play, it just says either mature or everyone.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even have the actual ESRB on it. It just says age.
Yeah, well, I mean, ESRB, not a lot of people remember that ESRB wasn't the only rating system. Now it just kind of outshone everyone else and has all the game systems by the balls. If they say it's teen, it's teen.
Do you guys remember the old kids one? The old kids rating? It's not
E10.
KO kids only or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
like
KO.
That?
Yeah. And now what is it, what is it?
I think it's
E?
It's like
just E.
It's early childhood, I think. It's like C.
There's, yeah, there's like early childhood, then there's everyone, then there's E10 for ages 10 and up. And then teen, then mature. So
mature, and then there's AO, which is adult only. Which is rare. I don't think I've ever
seen. Yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen a game with an AO rating.
I remember Hitman. What's the Rockstar game? The really violent prison one.
Oh, Manhunt?
Yeah, Manhunt 2, I think, got an AO rating, but not in the U.S.
Yeah, it was like Australia.
Yeah, or, yeah, one of them.
I think Australia may have banned that game.
Australia bans a lot of games.
Yeah.
Assholes.
Nazis.
I wish, although I really wish parents would actually pay attention to the ESRB because I'm sick of 12-year-olds playing Modern Warfare.
Yeah. No.
Yep. But, I mean, it's all the game's fault. It shouldn't be violent. In fact, no game should be violent. And no TV show should swear. I think that, yeah, let's do that.
Call of Duty, you should pet bunnies for points. Yeah. The more bunnies you pet, the better you are.
I remember I was like, this is kind of hypocritical because I was technically too young to be playing a mature rated game. I was 15. We were playing Halo and... Halo's probably teen.
I think it's
I think the first Halo might have been teen.
This was Halo 2.
I think Halo 2 was mature because it had blood.
Okay.
But I mean, teen games can have, I'll look it up.
Regardless, teen or mature, the kid that I'm about to talk about shouldn't have been playing either. But basically, we were playing Halo, you know, just doing our thing.
I think I've heard this story.
And then the game ended, and my friend Tyler just starts unloading on his teammate just because the game was over.
Uh-huh.
The kid started crying. Tyler's like, I don't think he really ever said anything, but the kid was kind of like crying, and his mom gets on the mic and goes, he is 9 years old. And the first thing someone said was, he shouldn't be playing this game then. That's why parents need to pay attention to the ESRB.
Yeah.
If we make your 9-year-old cry, it's not our fault. He shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Yeah. Parenting. Why don't you start it?
Yeah.
You pull it up?
What was it?
Hold on, I gotta get to the ES. There's no, like, straight up.
Well, while you're doing that.
We got mature.
Okay, mature. So, I was too young to be playing myself. I was 2 years too young.
For shame.
Yeah, I know. What a douche.
All right, Halo 2 for Xbox. It's rated mature for blood and gore, language and violence. But Halo 2 for Windows Vista is blood, gore, language, partial nudity, and violence.
What?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't know what part that would have been.
Cortana's titties.
Well, as far as I know, the campaigns were pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't it just a Windows version of Halo 2?
Yeah, it was called Halo 2 Vista. It was like a port.
All right, time to.
And it wasn't even like Halo 1. They released a straight up PC version and a console version, but for Halo 2, the console version was ported to the PC, so it was pretty much the same damn thing.
I don't know.
To the internet.
You're Googling partial nudity in Halo 2. Get ready for a lot of Rule 34.
All right, guys. I have the Xbox Live activity for the week of October 15th. Now, I've never really done this before because why should I update who's playing what games every week? But this one's interesting because there's a new number one.
Okay, what was it before?
Call of Duty.
It was Call of Duty. Okay. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 used to be the top played game on Xbox Live.
Is it Dance Central 4?
No,
actually, it's pretty cool.
I'm gonna run through it. Andy, if you know, bite your tongue.
Yep.
Okay. Never really get to use bite your tongue.
Yeah. Like that.
All right. Number 20 is Halo 3. 19 is EA Sports NHL 13. 18 is Dishonored. 17, Forza Motorsport 4. 16, FIFA 12. 15, GTA 4. 14, Resident Evil 6. 13, Gears of War 3. 12, Skyrim. 11, Happy Wars. Not really familiar with Happy Wars. I guess I missed the boat on that one.
I'm surprised Skyrim's still up there.
10 is NBA 2K13. 9 is Madden NFL 13. 8 is Modern Warfare 2. 7 is Battlefield 3. 6 is Halo Reach. 5 is Borderlands 2. 4 is Call of Duty Black Ops. 3 is EA Sports FIFA Soccer 13. Number 2, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. And number 1, the most played game on Xbox Live this past week, was Minecraft.
Yeah. I guess they did just get that newest update, patch. Yeah, and now you can play with 4 people.
Yeah, and they also added creation mode, or that's coming.
I think creative mode's coming.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot headed to it.
You can multiplayer with 4 people, so I mean, talk about a family game, killing zombies and skeletal archers.
That is pretty cool.
16-bit.
I wonder if it saves then, so all your buddies can go back to it.
It's also kind of weird that an arcade title. That's the only arcade title, I believe, except I'm not sure what Happy Wars is.
That could be arcade. I've never.
No, it's not in the top arcade titles. You think it would be in there if it was on here?
Yeah, I guess so.
So it's weird that an arcade, something you downloaded from the Xbox Live Arcade, is beating all these big releases.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for them. Good for Saint or Mohan.
Notch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw some pictures of their. How do I put it? Studio, their workplace.
Yeah, their new
it's
one.
Nice.
Yeah, they got a very nice studio.
And they have like a theater room and Legos. They got Legos all over the place.
That sounds like a nightmare. Like there's just Legos coating the floor.
Well,
leave your shoes at the door. Welcome to hell.
Everyone has to wear boots.
Yeah.
Were you gonna take a shot there, Skyler?
Yeah, I'm gonna take a shot.
I hope you make this because this is your last shot ever.
No,
you did your best.
I want to go around Gorilla Munch.
You did. You successfully went around Gorilla Munch, which is impressive, but you didn't make it in the what's up?
Grand Theft Auto Vice City's coming to Android and iOS.
Nice.
Great.
Oop, sorry. I went to click off of off of the soundboard, but I clicked the last button on the left. That could be a movie.
The last button on the left.
He did it.
War Z's producer foul-mouths its own players.
Isn't it for camping?
Yeah, it's something you shouldn't do ever if you're someone that produces a game to your own players.
Yeah.
But open-world zombie shooter War Z is getting even more flack with the recent discovery that producer Sergei Titov has been talking smack to some of the testers in the War Z forums. And the following is an excerpt of his little rant from a recent War Z experience. He said, quote, "I'm trying to play at least a couple hours a day every single day, getting killed a lot, but 80% of the kills are, quote, honest. I'm just being careless. I'm not trying to hide. 20% are shitty kills by faggots who spawn camping or by guys who just want to play the shooter and shoot everyone in sight."
That's bananas.
So I'm going to just throw it out there. Maybe you shouldn't call the players of your game shitty faggots.
Yeah, dude, that's a harsh word.
That is.
They
censored it here on Screw Attack, but
I
don't have anyone to come down on.
You're not pandering to anyone.
So, yeah, I have no one to say, Matt, you shouldn't.
Oh, no. I don't know. I guess they're just giving them a taste of the real world. When this hits the fan, people who do that are going to be called shitty faggots.
Especially in a game where you can spend $13 and then lose it instantly.
Oh, God.
That's so fucked up.
That is fucked up.
Oh, look at all this awesome armor. Oh, fuck.
All right, guys. According to Nintendo, the Wii U will be selling at a loss. So they better hope their software sales go up.
Hmm.
I bet it's just that tablet. That is the
it's
got
to be that fucking tablet.
That console has nothing that impressive.
Although, what was it? Was it iPhone that sells at a loss?
Yeah.
It was, yeah, and then
but God knows.
Software up, like the software. Oh, no. It's AT&T, when they sell the iPhone, they make a loss on it, but they get it back with like data plans and stuff like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, the carriers, yeah, they sell it at a loss, mm-hmm. but yeah. Apple.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, like,
Apple just sticks the knife in deeper.
I mean, think of how many you know, contract fees and stuff you have, and how many plans will just give you a free smartphone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be at a loss.
I know,
but then you have like a 6-year plan where you're paying, you know, $90 a month.
I know iPhone is like the most expensive for carriers to have. I guess Androids are pretty cheap for them to have data and all, but I guess it's because how much fucking Apple just twists that knife.
I wonder how much Blackberries are.
Free. They're like, come on, sell it. Sell it.
Please. We'll give you money if you sell our phone. Come on.
God. Here's a kitty.
What about Palm Pilots? Come on.
What about HP's Palm?
I almost bought a Palm Pre like 3 or 4 years ago because when they were trying to get rid of them.
Those were cool.
When they were trying to get rid of them, they had mobile hotspot for free on them. Yeah, and I was like, well, fuck yeah.
I remember George had one, and it was cool for like a week, and then when Palm went bankrupt.
Yeah, I remember George having one of those, too. Yeah, they were. That's nearly what enticed me to get it, was the fact that they're like, oh, yeah, we'll give you our mobile Wi-Fi for free if you just buy our phones.
Please. Come back. I love you.
All right, guys, that'll do it for gaming news.
Yeah.
Let's move on to technology.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
That is by far one of the cooler drops we have.
Yeah, I know. Like we should still play it. It's not going to be here.
Cool. Is that what the theme for these drops? They're all going to be me?
Yeah.
I feel so narcissistic. But yeah, that is a really awesome drop.
When we play Skylar drops, just stare at whoever we replace, be like, you're not Skylar.
Yeah. Just... Hey, could I record my own drops? I noticed you play Skylar's, but who the fuck do you think you are?
Can I have my own column on the soundboard now? No.
You've not earned a place next to the kith.
Yeah. It's 3 years down the line, and we're still like, yeah, and welcome back to 3-Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most
The Kith
podcast.
With Matt, Andy, and The Kith.
We never ever say his name.
Yeah, we don't even give him a name.
You guys are just going to shit on whatever new host. That's going to be great.
Welcome to the ranks, newbie.
Shut the fuck up, Ralph. Shut up.
Just shut your goddamn mouth.
You haven't earned an opinion.
You just laugh at our jokes. That's all you do.
Here, you can hold, you can touch me.
You can hold,
right.
You can hold the dollar jar. That's what you'll do.
Mega Upload has been down for almost a year now, but MastermindKim.com has no intentions of letting it stay that way.
Oh, I'm so fucking ready.
Previously, he's teased some details about a relaunch. Ready. Now we've got a date, January 19th, 2013.
Oh, fuck yeah!
The new service, simply called Mega, has a clever new approach to file sharing.
It's badass.
Which could very well make it impervious to the kind of meddling that took it down in the first iteration.
It is badass.
Kim.com lives like a fucking king.
Yeah. Wow. And he's a huge fat guy, and he has a super hot wife.
It's crazy. Like, they just have a few pictures of him on this in this article on Gizmodo, and dude, the guy just lives the fucking high life. It's ridiculous.
But it's crazy. Like, does it say anything about how the security is working? It's awesome. Basically, when you upload a file to Mega, you get a key, and you're the only one that has a key. Not even Mega Upload has it. So on their server, it's literally anonymous data, and you can only access the file with that key.
Nice.
So yeah, if the government were to come in, there would be no way of them ever looking at what's on their servers.
Wow.
Flawless.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's
beautiful.
And I get my money back. Or I guess I get my account back. Yay.
Yeah, we'll get our account back, but I've already moved on.
Yeah.
For hosting.
Yeah, dude, I paid for like 2 years of premium and got 6 months out of it.
Yeah.
That's nice. Rookie.
I know.
Google lost the Nexus 4 in a bar.
Isn't this exactly what happened with the iPhone?
This has happened before.
Yeah.
The LG Nexus phone was apparently lost in the 500 Club in San Francisco's Mission District. It was found by Jamin Barton, J-A-M-I-N. His name's Jamin
Barton.
The bartender who discovered it. It was locked and had no SIM card and had a Google logo and an explicit not for sale sticker on the back. When Barton showed the phone to a tech-savvy regular, he immediately knew it was the next Nexus and contacted Google.
That's what they should have called it, the next Nexus.
How do you just contact Google? Do they have, like, just a number?
Hey,
what's up?
I suppose you can just, like, call their headquarters and you'll be wired to the right people.
What you thinking?
Yeah.
Hey,
I got this phone.
I got your phone.
Google promptly freaked out and started an epic chase sequence that seems straight out of the movies. Google dispatched Brian Katz, global investigations and intelligence manager at Google, who was described as pushy and military-like, to retrieve the phone. Wired.com says, by the time Katz was speeding north to the Mission District, Barton says, he had already agreed to hand over the phone to Google the next day at noon, on the sole condition that the guy coming to get it could prove he actually worked for Google. He said, quote, what was I supposed to do, look for the guy with the Google shirt?
He's just got some fucking huge Google logo. Like this.
There was a bit more cat and mouse being played, with Barton avoiding Katz, since Katz refused to admit he worked for Google, and a riot thrown in there for good measure. But in the end, Google got its phone back.
God damn it.
Sounds
at
like
least it's
asshole.
Not like Apple, where it breaks down the guy who has the phone's like door. Like the police squad. Why he's
having
dinner.
I mean, they should have just hired Dog the Bounty Hunter. That would have just, you know, saved a lot of time. Is that guy still doing stuff?
Dog?
I think he got out of jail, so yeah.
Oh, that's
he
right. He did go to jail, didn't he?
Why did he go to jail?
Probably for bounty hunting.
He went to... God, what was it? He went to Mexico to get somebody he wasn't supposed to.
Oh.
Something like that.
Dog in Mexico.
Yeah.
He never gives up.
State country boundaries are no limit.
Microsoft will likely skip a second Windows 7 service pack.
Fucking dicks.
Sources close to Microsoft's sustained engineering team, which builds and releases service packs, told The Register, Microsoft has not yet begun preparing the second service pack, with Windows 8 about to hit the general public this week, although it did, didn't it? It came out this past week?
Yeah, I think it came out past Tuesday.
So this article's from the 24th, so just before that. The timeline for practical Windows 7 service pack release is closing. The likelihood of a second update bundle has become very small. Windows Vista waited 2 years before it was given Service Pack 2. I'm surprised anyone waited with Vista for 2 years.
Yeah.
And Windows XP waited 3 years for its second service pack. Windows 7 is now coming close to its third year, and customers are nearing the end of Microsoft's support for Service Pack 1, which ends in 2013, and support for the operating system as a whole, which ends in 2015 or 2020 for those with extended support. Sounds like 7's ending pretty early.
Dude, I liked 7 too.
Yeah.
Hopefully
and
Windows 9 will come out here and... What?
Yeah,
8's the one's a tablet, right?
Yeah, it's a stupid tablet interface.
There's just no purpose. Like, I guess I could see the purpose if you had one of those super awesome, really expensive laptops that doubled as, like, a tablet. And you could flip the screen around and do your things right there.
I can upgrade to Windows 8 for $15.
Oh!
Because I just bought a laptop with Windows
7
about a month ago.
I feel like they should pay you to upgrade.
I'm going to give it a try. Because I know you can get the free, like, right before the final version, the release candidate or something.
Can I stick that on my virtual machine and play it in that?
I guess you could.
Use it in that. Yeah. I just recently downloaded Windows 98 in my virtual machine so I could play some Oregon Trail.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I had someone die of a broken wrist.
Oh, that sucks.
A broken wrist. What a way to go.
Bone failure. His bones just didn't work right. Bone failure. Couldn't save him.
All right, guys. That'll do it for technology news.
Sweet.
Not a whole lot this week.
Yeah.
Oh,
now
God.
Let's go into news.
The last one.
I don't want to do it. If I don't hit the button, Skylar will have to stay here.
Until.
Well, goodbye, guys. Leaving for the Navy. Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the three-hit combo newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny!
All right, our first story in news is kind of weird. A rare headless ladybug has been discovered in Montana.
Sweet. Are there pictures?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there's picture. That's a headless ladybug. Yeah, you don't know which end's which, do you?
I really don't.
The newly discovered insect tucks its head into its throat.
So it's like a turtle?
Kinda.
It's weird.
Making it not only a new species, but an entirely new genus. Or
really?
A larger classification of plants and animals. Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Ross Winton captured the insect in 2009 in traps he set in a sand dune. Now, at first, this seems weird, but he's an entomology graduate student. At first, it's like, you're just trapping ladybugs? Is that what you're doing? Is this what you do with your life?
Hey, Mom, I'll be back in about an hour. I'm going to go trap some ladybugs. Why don't you go meet a girl? The ladybugs are my girls.
They're
ladies.
My only goal is find all the ladybugs.
And Panella.
And Bo Pawini.
Winton, who is now a wildlife technician in Idaho, at first thought he had parts of an ant, but then discovered the bug can hide inside its head, much like a turtle ducking into its shell.
That's crazy.
Hey, I said that. Like a turd in a toilet.
Winton sent his discovery to scientists in Australia working on this group of insects, and the headless ladybug was formally described in a recent issue of a peer-reviewed journal of systematic entomology. Just two specimens of the tan pinhead-sized ladybugs, also known as ladybird beetles, have ever been collected. A male in Montana and a female in Idaho. So you know what's next.
Who?
They must breed. So, kind of weird. I normally I don't do stories on new insects, but...
Yeah. The riveting tails.
The fact that it hides its head. It's not like it recedes its head into its shell. It said it hides its head in its throat. It eats its head. That's how I see it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, usually 3-hit combo is in the place for no holds bar full-time adrenaline rush of entomology.
Yeah.
But
the entomology episode of 3-hit combo.
Yeah. But I guess we made an exception for my last day.
Yeah. Regine Moria.
Regine?
Regine. R-E-J-A-N-E. Regine.
All right.
Regine.
She is a student nurse, and she injected a patient with coffee.
Huh. Did it work?
No. The patient died.
Oh, shit.
A student nurse in Brazil has been charged with involuntary manslaughter after allegedly injecting a patient with coffee rather than a blood drip. She tells the Rio Janeiro... she told New York Daily News... that anyone can get confused, pointing out that the blood drip and the feed drip were, with a coffee and milk mixture, were right next to each other. She also noticed that she had not received training for this particular procedure before she did it. The patient, who was 80 years old, died hours after the mix-up, according to the Daily Mail.
How old? 80?
80.
Come on. 80 years old. It's not like, oh,
well,
man.
I mean, that just
so,
sucks.
So young.
Well, nutritional specialist Dr. Armando Carrier told the network that Ribeiro's death, the 80-year-old, would have been as if she was suffocating. That's fun.
That's what a great way to go.
How'd grandma die? Being extreme! With caffeine.
A similar incident occurred in Rio de Janeiro late December of this year when a nursing technician allegedly injected a patient with soup.
What?
So this is happening, like... Someone got injected with soup like a month ago.
And this is same city, right?
Same city.
Okay. And did you know our Olympics are going to be there?
Yeah.
So that
that's true.
Also, fun great. Fact, I'm going to be out of, you know, the Navy, not for that one, but the next one. That'll be great.
Oh, shit. Are we planning a trip?
Yeah. So.
Let's do it.
Rio de Janeiro.
It'll be great.
Speaking of trips, SGC is the 21st through the 23rd? Of June. So, if you get a chance.
I'll see. Try to postpone Navy until then.
Just, you're like, hey, wait. Hold on.
Time out.
If you happen to have some time, you can say.
Yeah. Time in.
It'll be in downtown Dallas.
Yeah. Also, NebraskaCon's coming up this weekend.
Nice. That's fun.
Not nearly as cool, I guess.
A fox steals a handbag and returns it.
Oh.
Anna and Jeremy Clark have brought us this story from the Huffington Post. Anna Clark, who's 35, said that a red fox stole her handbag, or maybe he borrowed it. That might be the correct term. Anna's husband, 38-year-old Jeremy Clark, told the Argus, which must be a newspaper yesterday, that the couple was standing in their driveway in West Sussex, England, when the fox appeared and snatched the bag in its mouth. Jeremy said he yelled at the fox to drop the bag. I don't know what he was expecting there. Hey, drop that bag!
Oh, shit! Oh, God, I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Jeez, I don't know what came over me.
But apparently the fox did not listen, taking off into the bushes instead. A few minutes later, Jeremy claims, the fox returned, reportedly looking guilty, and placed the bag back at Anna's feet before scurrying off once more.
Scolded by its mother.
Huh, yeah.
How dare you steal that lady's purse?
You take that back!
Her life was in here.
The couple had apparently seen the perpetrator around the neighborhood before, but this was the first time such an incident has taken place. No charges were filed.
You put against that back.
The fox?
Yeah.
You put that back.
It's a joke.
Okay.
You guys will love this next story.
Yes.
Will I?
Yeah, I think you will. I really think you will. Yes. A man sentenced to 13 years in prison for growing one of the largest marijuana crops in Australia is demanding an even heavier sentence, claiming that the court should properly recognize his accomplishment.
A platinum achievement, that farm, okay?
Michael Gardner, who is 58, pleaded guilty to a charge in March of drug trafficking. According to the Courier-Mail, in 2008, authorities seized 3.6 metric tons of harvested and dried marijuana.
What?
And
Christ.
22,000 plants. At the time of the seizure, prosecutors estimated the street value of the drugs at $68
million. Holy crap.
That is fucking nuts.
Authorities said he also has a weapon arsenal that included 10,000 rounds of ammunition.
Jesus.
The court rejected his appeal for a harsher sentence.
All right.
I mean, did he like hire a bad lawyer too and stuff? Like, just like I want you to, you know, really have him dig it into me.
Apparently, Gardner represented himself in court to appeal a sentence. He argued that the sentence should be at least 20 years.
What did he get again?
13. He said he was indignant that the court had not recognized the full gravity of his crop yield.
You don't know how many times I practiced this shit on Farmville. All right? Hard work.
I know there's a Potville out there.
Nice.
I saw it somewhere. All
right, guys. We got to move on to Florida. A Florida football prep teenager was hit by a car while attempted to jump over it.
I love hearing about this.
Now, I've actually seen this trick a lot with, like, professional athletes and, like, you know, crazy athletic people. Where they will literally, a car will come at them and they will jump over the car.
Yeah.
Well, this kid, who was 19 years old, he was a Florida high school football player, was trying to attract the attention of college recruiters and decided that the best way to do that was by filming himself jumping over a moving car. The incident did not go well, and he's now recovering from injuries in the hospital. And it was caught on tape.
Tore his ACL, so now he's
yeah. There's a video. I'll show you guys after it. It's 46 seconds. I'll show you guys after it. I'll post on Facebook.
All right.
But man, he gets hit.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think they did it. Whatever science segment they have on ESPN, where it's like sports science.
Sports science, yeah.
Yeah, is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Cool. I guessed it right. They had a track star jump over a car, but really what they did was it just had him jump in time with the car driving by, and the video looked like it jumped over, but he's like, yeah, we didn't run the car at him because we're not fucking idiots. Like, it was basically what they said. That was way too dangerous and it's fucking retarded, so we're just gonna do that.
He decided to have his brother drive a Honda Accord at him while he attempted to jump over it, and the plan did not work and it saw him flipping through the air. His 17-year-old brother, who was driving the car, could now face charges for driving without a valid license and reckless driving.
Beautiful. America.
It's great.
America. So, guys, that will do it.
Oh, man.
That will do it for What the Florida. That will do it for news. That will do it for episode 66. That will do it for Skyler.
Well, guys.
Shh, don't speak. Just let it soak in.
Okay. It's been awesome. I mean, this is the first podcast I went on, and like episode one, I just didn't know what to do. I just sat there and kind of just responded with jokes.
He didn't even know what to do with his hands, too. They were all like this.
I felt like I was going to like hold an apple or something. Like I should like pretend to hold some orbs. Yeah, but I was like, I mean, if you listen to our first episodes, you can just hear how awkward and sweaty I was. And now I just feel like it was less about the podcast and more of just hanging out, reading stories, and then talking about them.
Next Sunday's going to come, and you're going to be like, I got to go.
Man, I got to do the podcast.
I guess I'll just do push-ups.
And Andy and I are going to be sitting here like, you ready to start? No.
Yeah.
You know what?
We gotta wait
Fuck
for
this.
Skyler.
We're not fucking doing this. You guys just... Nope, we're not... Nope, it's over. It's done, guys.
We had a good run.
Halfway through the episode, just one of us trails off just...
We're just gonna shoot this limping horse. This is done. We're out. Boom.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird. Having a new host is gonna be weird, too.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have a totally new chemistry.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to work on it, too.
Yeah.
Ours has just kind of worked together.
Yeah, it did. It actually worked pretty damn well.
Honestly, I was trying really, really, really hard to find a Toussaint Putty story for this episode, but there's no updates.
Damn!
I looked all over.
I really feel that like maybe he appealed it, and then they're like, no, that's fucking retarded. It's a pen.
Yeah. That was over.
All right. Well, I think that's it for us, guys. You can look us up on 3-Hit Combo Podcast on Google. And then that'll lead you to all the other pages that I don't want to name.
Like that's Facebook. Like Facebook.com/3-Hit Combo Podcast.
Or 3-Hit Combo PC on Twitter. The PC stands for what, Andy?
Podcast.
Okay. Yeah, you can find us on GPXGaming.net.
We're one of the premier podcasts on GPXGaming.net.
Yeah, there we are. That's exciting.
Yeah.
If I wasn't so depressed right now, I might be happy.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us, folks.
66.
Goodbye. I'm going to go be in the Navy.